I'm in a good mood. It's that point in your life where there's so much going on that you've just resigned yourself to just being buried with shit. You may or may not have noticed that last week there were no podcasts and there were no announcement that there would be no podcast, and that was simply because I did not fucking have time to cast. So we'll see how things go this week. It's a possibility. It could happen. There could be podcasts on Wednesday and Friday, or there might not be. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. You can shove your opinion up your ass, that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. It happens that way. I am right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I'm right, right now. And how do I do that, you ask? Simple, because I am never wrong. I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious Podcast, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking statists all around the fucking world. Oh, little fucking statists, they see the cruise missile coming, but there's nothing they can do about it because the motherfucker flies at supersonic speeds. By the time you see it, you don't even hear it when it kills you because it's going faster than sound. You see it, and then bang, it's on you, and then boom, you're dead, and then the fucking sound waves get there. And it's like a motherfucking Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner to your motherfucking statist ass. There it is. Where the fuck are my notes? The fuck is going on in this place? Can't find anything. There they are. I have so much shit to do. Let me tell you guys what. I'm fucking swamped right now. Randy, how's it going? In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out over there. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the inter-fucking webs. And remember, if it's on the internet, it must be true. You can email us. Yeah, I already can't talk. You can email us. You can send us your love, your hate, your naked pictures. You can try to send us computer viruses. You know, you can send us whatever the fuck you want. You can send that shit to God. That's dog spelled backwards. G-O-D at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And you can, of course, donate Bitcoin. Remember, as I've always said, you donate enough Bitcoin, I'll shut the fuck up. Otherwise, just donate some Bitcoin. Keep things going. I haven't opened up the Bitcoin wallet lately to see what the fuck is going on. Hang on. Let me... Randy, do I have the Bitcoin? Yeah, I got the Bitcoin shit over here, don't I? Where is it? What the fuck? There it is. Open up the Bitcoin. Let me see if anybody's donated, because I haven't opened up. Already can't fucking talk. I have not opened up the Bitcoin wallet in weeks. I don't know what's going on. A while back, somebody dropped some Bitcoin in there. Whoever you were, thank you. Once again, thank you to Bitcoin donators. All right. Today is... What the fuck is today, Randy? Yes. Is it? Holy shit. Did I remember to pay rent? I did. Yes, that's right. We dropped that off the other day. Today is the 30th of November, 2014. 2014 almost over with. And we're still here. We're not dead yet. We were supposed to die in the year 2000 because of Y2K. And, of course, we were supposed to die because of Millennium. They were supposed to die in 2014. And, of course, we're all supposed to have starved to death and died multiple times over, according to Paul Ehrlich. And, of course, global warming is still killing all of us. Yet, somehow or another, I am still here having to fucking listen to Christmas music. I am not dead yet, and I can still fucking hear the goddamn Christmas music, and it fucking drives me nuts. What the fuck is it with you people and the motherfucking Christmas music? What? Yes, I know I'm supposed to talk into the microphone, not at a 90 degree angle to the microphone. Thank you, Randy. Hey, this is my fucking podcast. If the sound quality sucks, it's on me, all right? Because I'm not a woman, because I motherfucking take responsibility for my own actions. Let the bitch slapping of the female of the species begin. Holy shit. All right. First of all, let me get this out of the way, because this will be a quick one. I read a number of articles on Return of Kings today. I was doing some catching up on my reading, and there was this one article written about how women these days are so fucking socially retarded, which they are. And the point of the article was that if you just walk up to a woman on the street and start talking to her, this is now defined as harassment. Which, of course, in the past, most women met men, you know, the men they like married and fucked and all this other stuff, because the men came up to them and started talking to them. This is probably really difficult for women under 25, and especially women under the age of 20. This is probably really difficult for them to grasp that there was a time before cell phones. And there was a time when there was no internet. And so the way you met other people, especially if you're a woman, is that other people would walk up to you and start talking to you. Now, of course, if there's a woman and she's walking on the street or she's sitting on a bench or she's standing in the library or she's sitting in a coffee shop and you walk up to her and you start talking to her, this is now harassment. Do any of you dumb fucking cunts out there understand that there used to be a time, and I know, will you shut up, Grandpa? That's patriarchy. No, there used to be a time when there was none of this fucking internet to meet people. You met people in this place called the real world. Now, I personally don't really... How do I say this? I have no personal angst in this because, and I've told this story before on Stating the Obvious, there was one time where I was talking to this girl. I walked to this girl on the college campus and started talking to her, and I was talking to her about modeling, and she was absolutely terrified. I have never seen a human being so fucking scared. I just walked up to this girl. We're like surrounded by 300 other people. And I'm just talking to her. And she was so fucking terrified of me that she was trembling and turning white. And I made fun of her on this podcast. My personal experience with walking up and talking to women is that, you know, I've been ignored and blown off, but I've never had... Other than this one time, I've never had women react with, or should I say girls, maybe I should say females. I've never had them react, other than that one time, with that level of fear. But still, even though it's not been in my personal experience on a regular basis, I can still see it in society around us. I can still see the way women are, the young ones especially, are just terrified of any kind of human interaction that is not filtered through their iPhone. Speaking of people, I've been out in public a couple of times lately. I hate going out in public because people are out there, right? People are a great idea. It's just in the specifics that I don't like them. I've been out in public a couple of times lately, and God damn it, they're like just the ugliest people alive all around me. Like I go somewhere and I'm sitting in this brewery and I'm looking around. It's just like the ugliest fucking people on earth. Like, what the fuck, man? What? Well, it's true, goddammit. Alright, I know. That's just me being hateful. But it's true. I was in the brewery today, and god damn it, this is the ugliest fucking... There was one cute chick. It was all ugly people. What the fuck, man? Oh. Alright, anyway, let me stop whining about that. I watched the South Park episode about Harley Davidson riders, where the boys are trying to get them, you know, trying to get the definition of fag in the dictionary changed to two people who ride Harleys. God, that's... What's a great episode. Oh my god. It's so true. Harley Davidson riders. You people, I mean, it's true, man. There is nobody who needs attention. 16-year-old girls and Harley Davidson riders. The most fucking attention-whoring people on the planet Earth. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out. The Harley Davidson episode of South Park. Motherfucking hilarious. All right. The girl update. So, girl B. Did I do this already, Randy? Did I talk about girl B? So, girl B was like, she's the one who was like, oh, yeah, I'll put your name in my cell phone as a girl so my boyfriend doesn't know I'm texting you because he reads my text, yada, yada. So, anyhow, we reached a resolution on that. She texted me and she said, we need to stop trying to plan getting together because I feel really guilty about it. And my boyfriend doesn't like me seeing other boys. And he's taking me out to the military ball and I just need to do what he tells me to do. And I thought, okay, oh, so that explains some of it. Is her boyfriend is in the military, which I've stated before. Everybody in the military is a bunch of goddamn faggots nowadays. Because the military has become the most sissified bunch of people on the planet. Because back when I was your age, when I was in the motherfucking military, you know, you would fuck a chick, and if she fucked somebody else, she would either just keep fucking her anyway because she was hot enough, or you would dump her ass. But what was interesting to me about this, the fact that this girl was saying, and I mean, yes, I was trying to have sex with her, but as far as she knew, or as far as I telegraphed to her, that might be the appropriate way to say it. As far as I had telegraphed to her, I was not trying to have sex with her. I had not, you know, turned on that level. I hadn't taken things to that level yet. I was waiting until we actually got together to escalate it to the let's fuck arena. So as far as she knew, I just wanted to be in the friend zone with her. And what I found interesting was that this is a 19-year-old girl, right? 12 years of public education. She's in college right now. She was in a sorority. She is at that prime age where girls are being indoctrinated with femistatist bullshit, right? She's at the prime age where she's being told that men are rapists, that men are all terrible, that, you know, she needs to be a strong, independent woman who doesn't need men, and feminism, and all of this shit is being crammed down her throat. This has all been crammed down her throat since day one. And in spite of all of that, she's telling me that she cannot hang out with me because her boyfriend does not like her hanging out with other men. In spite of all the femistatist indoctrination that's been thrown at her, what's happening is her natural, biological, female mindset is taking over. Her natural, biological, female mindset is to completely submit to the man that is fucking her. In spite of all the feminist bullshit that's been thrown at her, right? You know, you own your body, you should have sex with as many men as you want, men don't own you, men can't tell you what to do, the patriarchy is, you know, the patriarchy is evil, all this shit. What is she doing? She is willingly, actively just throwing herself at the mercy of the patriarchy. she cannot be friends with other boys because her boyfriend doesn't like it. She lets her boyfriend read all of her text messages. And the point of this is, number one, femistatism is going to have to work really, really hard to overcome biology. And femistatists don't get this. Femistatists, who are, you know, these old, fat, ugly women who have hit the wall and are jealous of hot little 19-year-old redheads like her, they can try as hard as they like to indoctrinate hot little 19-year-old redheads with the idea that those hot little 19-year-old redheads should not stick their ass in the air and get fucked by alpha males. But the point is, hot little 19-year-old redheads want to be used as cum buckets. They want to be fucked by alpha males. That's what they want. That's called biology. And you can try all the social indoctrination you want, and you can have fucking required seminars and colleges, and you can try to feed these girls this bullshit, but it's only going to take with a select number of them. And the second point, that brings me to the second point. Which is, while we men, looking at the world around us, looking at the women who inhabit the world around us, would be inclined to think that femistatism is taking over, the main reason we think that is because the femistatists are the loudest. The femistatists make the most noise. And so it seems like all the women around us are a bunch of fucking femistatists. But they're not. Now, most of them are statist. And again, most of them are statist for the same reason that most people are statist, because they just don't know any better. They've never thought. They've never examined their statist beliefs. If you're hearing weird noise in the recording right now, it's because I'm brushing my hair. Right, I mean, they're not committed statist. They're not people who have sat around and thought about this and arrived at the conclusion that statism is the way to be. They're statist simply by default. Which reminds me, at some point I need to talk about my assertion that showing people titties will not bring people to the anarcho-capitalist movement, and how that contradicts a statement I made a while back, where I said that if we had more hot chicks in the anarcho-capitalist movement, we could get more people to be ANCAPs. So if you listened to Stating the Obvious on a regular basis and you heard me make those two statements, then you will know that I contradicted myself, at least to an extent. And I'm aware of this. I am aware that I have contradicted myself. And at some point in the future, I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to attempt to reconcile those contradictions and explain in better detail what I mean on each side. So for those of you who caught the contradiction and just haven't called me on it yet because you have other shit to do, because you have a fucking life, you know, because those of us who are ANCAPs, we have a fucking life. We don't hang out on the goddamn internet all the time trying to argue with people. Good for you, and you're right. I did contradict myself, and I'll get to that. And what, Randy, what the fuck was I talking about before I went off topic? Yes! So we have the impression that the femistatists are winning, that they are a majority, that most women are femistatists, because it's the femistatists that make the most noise. The Anita Sarkeesians and the fucking, who is that little cunt who did the he for she speech, Emma Watson, right? You know, we see these stupid little femistatist cunts, and they get all of this attention, and so we think that all women are like that. But the fact is, most women, once you get through just the surface level of statism they have because they can't think for themselves. And as I've said before, women are not moral creatures, right? Women cannot make moral decisions. Women do not have morality of their own. Women are not able to distinguish right from wrong on their own. They need that to be given to them, right? Telling right from wrong is not a biological evolutionary function of a woman. It's not what they can do. It's not what they're capable of. So once you move past just the surface level of statism, most women out there, I shouldn't say most. I should say there's a significant number, I would say at least 25%, of women out there, when you get past the surface level of statism, understand inherently that their role is to shut the fuck up and do what they're told to do by a man. And this girl is a perfect example of this. Okay. I think I'm done with that. Oh man, I am really thirsty. The long pauses are me chugging water, because man, whew, I did hit the breweries today. I had a glass of cider over at Scrumpy's. I can highly recommend Scrumpy's as a destination. And then I had a pint over at Equinox, currently my favorite brewery in Fort Collins. So, I'm not drunk by any stretch of imagination, but I've drank enough that I'm really fucking thirsty because I made the mistake of not drinking any water while I was boozing because I'm a dumbass. So I'm sucking down water like crazy. All right. Now, Randy, how far are we into the cast? Okay, 22 minutes. That gives me 30 minutes. Okay, I think I can do this in 30 minutes. If I get started. Okay, this is great. This is an article from Elle Magazine, the most recent issue. I suppose it would be the December issue of Elle Magazine. Maybe it was the November issue. I don't know. It's entitled School of Hard Knocks. And the excerpt says here, Brianne Boland thought her master's degree in English would guarantee her at least a steady income. But like hundreds of thousands of others with advanced educations, she barely makes enough to feed herself and her son. Alyssa Quart reports on a growing segment of Americans, the hyper-educated poor. Okay, brace your fucking selves as we go through this article. By we, I mean I. And I rip feminism and the college system a new asshole. Alright, whew. Oh man, let me loosen up a little bit here. Oh yeah, shake it out. Because this is, oh god. I read this thing and just fucking rolled on the floor laughing. Professor Boland, or Brianne, as she tells her students to call her. Okay, first of all, don't get on a first name fucking basis with your students, okay? If you want to be a goddamn college professor and command some fucking respect, and again, this is just like bad parenting. I'm my child's BFF. No, you're a fucking parent. And you need to fucking act like a parent, or you need to not have motherfucking children, okay? If you want to be a college professor, you don't need to be on a first name basis with your fucking students. You don't go drinking with them. You're not their fucking friend. You're supposed to be teaching them something, you dumb fucking whore. All right, so Professor Bolin, or Brienne, as she tells her students to call her, might as well be invisible. Of course she might as well be invisible, because I'm looking at her picture. She's ugly. She's a fucking ugly bitch. I know you women desperately want to think that men care about what's inside. I know you want to think about the fucking... I know you want to think that men care about your career and your how much fucking money you have and your education and shit. No, you know what? Fucking, you know what? Fuck. You know what? Men are. I can't talk. No, men are attracted to women who are fucking feminine, who are attractive, who are nice, who are sweet, who smell good, okay? Nobody gives a fuck about your motherfucking career or your education, bitch. That's why you're invisible. It's because you're ugly and because you're dumb, all right? That's why you're fucking invisible. All right. When I arrive at the building at Columbia College in Chicago where she teaches composition, I ask, why are you teaching composition at a college level? We're not going to make this in 30 minutes. I haven't even gotten to this fucking second sentence. She teaches composition in college. How is it that students get through 12 years of public education and still don't know how to do composition when it comes to writing? What the fuck are they learning in 12 years of public education? Can somebody explain that shit to me? Why is it after 12 fucking years of public education, you have to take a composition class, I almost said comprehension class, a composition class? What the fuck did you do for 12 fucking years? Oh, that's right. You learned about the patriarchy and how everything is the fault of Republicans and how if only the rich people paid more taxes, and you learned about global warming and you learned about patriarchy, but nobody ever taught you how to fucking compose a motherfucking essay. So you have to go to college and pay thousands of dollars to learn that because you can't be taught that in public school. I ask the assistant at the front desk how to locate her. Bolin, she asks, sounding puzzled, as she scans the faculty list. I'm sorry, I don't see that name. There is no Brienne Bolin to be found, even though she's taught 4 classes a year here for the past 5 years. She doesn't have a phone extension to her name, never mind an office. Why would she need a phone extension? She has a motherfucking cell phone. She has her iPhone. She has her fucking Obama phone. She doesn't need a phone extension. Phone extensions are for old people. Everybody today has an Obama phone. Around the left temple of her black geek chick glasses. They broke a few months ago and she can't afford a new pair. She apparently can't even afford black electrical tape, so it blends in. Bolin dressed up for the occasion, a black vest from a thrift store, and jeans, also thrift, and a brass anatomical version of a heart dangling at her throat from a thin black string. Once again, women want to be taken seriously, and yet, what is it women talk about when they write about other women? What they're wearing. You ever read an interview where a man interviews another man and he talks about the man's wardrobe? No. You know why? Because men don't give a shit. But women, because they're all so fucking shallow, yeah, I said all, because they're all so fucking shallow. I'm writing this important article about these people who are educated but don't have any money, so I'd better talk about what this woman is wearing because I have a degree in journalism. All right. This is a rare and coveted evening off for her. Finn's father's fiance agreed to babysit. Okay, Finn's father's fiance. Okay, Finn is her child, the 8-year-old handicap, or physically retarded, as we call them now, in an effort to offend as many people as possible. The retarded 8-year-old. His father is not married to Brienne, No, of course not. Because, see, feminism tells you that marrying the person who gets you pregnant, that's patriarchy. So his fiance is babysitting. Talk about, where's the feminism? Where is the feminism in babysitting your fiance's baby that he had with another woman? Where are the feminists on this? Finn's father's fiance. It's like a tongue twister. Finn's father's fiance agreed to babysit, but so far she's too agitated to enjoy it. She just learned that a woman and Finn's father, she just learned that the woman and Finn's father, a blacksmith, are getting married in a few weeks, and they won't be able to take care of the boy during that time. It's all on her again. Wait a minute, hold it. So she needs, she's upset, okay, that the man who got her pregnant is getting married to another woman. She's upset about this because she can't get free babysitting during the time that they're on their honeymoon. Wait, why isn't Obama providing free babysitting? Why isn't the government providing some kind of free fucking babysitting care? What the fuck is going on here? How terrible is this that this dumb bitch actually is expected to provide babysitting for her own child? This, my friends, this is pretty fucking obviously the patriarchy at work. You know, if you're gonna get fucking knocked up by somebody you're not married to and have the baby instead of getting a fucking abortion like you should have done, you should not have a fucking expectation of free babysitting, okay? Babysit your own fucking kid. The fucking entitlement. As we go through this thing, you will see that the motherfucking entitlement just oozes from this bitch. After she shows me the computer lab and some of the students' abstract photography and video installations. Ooh, the college has a... Why did colleges have computer labs? When you consider that pretty much everybody on the fucking planet has a computer, why do they even have computer labs anymore? When nobody could afford a computer, I could understand the necessity. And then, of course, there's abstract photography and video installations. Maybe that's why there's so many people coming out of college that can't get a fucking real job. Kind of like this dumb bitch. Because they're in college doing, it's my abstract photography, it's my video installation. You're not going to get a job making motherfucking video installations and abstract photography. What the fuck are these kids being taught in college? They're being taught composition because they didn't fucking learn it in fucking 12 years of public education, did they? All right. We sit down to talk in the student lounge, which features sleek modern furniture. How expensive was that sleek modern furniture? Now, of course, the whole point of this article is that this woman has a college degree and she works at a college, but she doesn't make enough money to survive. Yes, the college is not paying her enough money. Why? Because the college is buying important things like sleek modern furniture and computer labs, instead of paying their professors. And yet, oddly enough, even though the colleges underpay their professors, which they do, having worked at Colorado State University for 8 years, I've talked about this ad nauseum in the past here on Stating the Obvious, and having known a number of adjunct professors at CSU, are they, quote unquote, underpaid? You know, underpaid is a relative term. So let me rephrase it. Are they paid small amounts of money for a significant amount of work? Yes, they absolutely are. Is the college fucking them over financially? Yes. Yes, it is. And yet, do fucking left-wing statist Democrats who believe in equality and fair pay still flock to the colleges and give the colleges their money, even though the colleges shit all over the adjunct professors? Of course they do, right? It's just like when you sit here and you whine about fucking slave labor in China, yet you continue to buy shit that's made by slave labor in China. Well, fuck you. If it offends you so goddamn bad, stop supporting it. We sit down to talk in the student lounge, which features slick modern furniture and high rent views of the city's Grant Park and Lake Michigan. By this time, Bolin seems more angry than anxious. As an adjunct professor, she earns $4,350 a class, never more than $24,000 a year. All right, I could do that all fucking night, but I'm running out of time. And you fucking chose this. We'll get to that. All right. And again, remember, so this college is paying her no more than $24,000 a year, yet all these social justice warriors, left-wing statist, fucking femistatist, equality, fucking equal pay for equal work, fair wage, all of these fucking people are going to this college and paying this college money and supporting the institution that is paying her less than $24,000 a year. Remember, if those of you who are fucking left-wing statist and are opposed, if those of you who are outraged by the fact that she makes less than $24,000 a year working at the college, stop giving the college your money, the college might go out of business, or the college might have to change its ways. But you're not going to do that, are you? Because ultimately, you don't give a shit about this fucking dumb bitch. All you care about is yourself and getting your motherfucking liberal arts degree in some fucking social justice warrior shit. At the moment, she has $55 in the bank and $3,000 in credit card debt. She is a month behind on the $975 rent she pays for a two-bedroom house next to railroad tracks in a western Chicago suburbs where every 20 minutes a train screeches by. Well, fucking leave Chicago. Go get a ruckin' real job. Oh wait, you have a liberal arts degree. You can't get a real job. Her bookshelves are full of poetry and philosophy from grad school. She can recite poems from memory, and she collects French 1960 LPs. This is important. We'll come back to this later. But she must rely on food stamps to feed herself and her son. Ah, yes. She has a master's degree in English, and she's on food stamps. How's that master's degree in English working out for you? Was that a good career choice? And because her job doesn't offer health insurance, they're both enrolled in Medicaid, the state and federal health care program for the poor. Now, I hate to break this to you, but Obamacare passed. Okay, Obamacare is the law. You have to buy health insurance, and everybody has health care now. The idea that she cannot afford health care, that is bullshit. That is racist, and it's hate. It's patriarchy. Obamacare passed. Everyone has health care now. Since Obamacare passed, and since everybody has to buy health insurance from the multi-billion dollar health insurance corporations, why is this bitch on Medicare? She should be using her Obamacare, you know, the Obamacare that she is forced to buy because it's the law, the Obamacare that is affordable. Right? Because Obamacare is going to make healthcare affordable for everybody. I am fucking sick of these fucking people whining about not having healthcare. Obamacare fucking passed. Everyone has healthcare now. Everyone. If you do not have health insurance, you are a fucking criminal. This bitch should go to prison. It's the law. It's always fun when you're making fun of statists to take statist arguments and throw it back at them and watch their tiny little brains fry. It wasn't supposed to be this way. Boland, the English major, knows that's a cliche, but she can't help thinking it all the time. It wasn't supposed to be this way. In college at Eastern Illinois University downstate, she inhaled books, lived in a trailer park with a friend, reading novels of Virginia Woolf and Margaret Duras, getting into Kerouac and Ginsberg and the Beat Rebellion thing. She earned a bachelor's and a master's studying avant-garde poetry. I almost said photography. That's funny. She didn't expect to become an academic star. Eastern Illinois wasn't the University of Chicago. Because the University of Chicago is something. But she did assume, we all know. She did assume she'd have a steady job with adequate pay. Okay. Give me a second. Sweep in here. Dude, there's hair all over the fucking place. All right. Oh. All right, hold on. Whew. Deep breath. She has a bachelor's and a master's in avant-garde poetry. And she assumed she'd get a job. Yes, of course. Because that's something you can get at. Hi, I have a fucking master's degree in avant-garde poetry. Oh shit, here's a large sum of money. Wow, we can really fucking use that. We really need somebody with your skills and talents. How fucking dumb are you people? Again, this stupid bitch, 12 years of public education, she had a mother. Remember, women are the smartest people on earth. They're so smart, they're so wise, they're so ethical, they're so perfect. If only women ruled the world, everything would be perfect, right? What in the fuck makes you think that going to college and studying avant-garde poetry is going to lead to you getting a steady job? How fucking stupid do you have to be to think that is reality? You know how stupid you have to be? You have to be left-wing statist stupid. That's how stupid you fucking have to be. You have to be as stupid as this dumb bitch. She says, I like nice things. I'm a little bourgeois. I thought at 35 I'd have clothes without holes in them and money in the bank, but I shop at Goodwill exclusively. My dreams did this to me. It's not a shameful thing, although I wonder if there is something wrong with me. Yes, there is something wrong with you. You're a dumb bitch. There is something wrong with you. You got a fucking college education in liberal arts. You got a motherfucking bachelor's and master's degree studying avant-garde poetry. There is something wrong with you. You do not have the ability to understand reality. College is a fucking investment. Okay, if you go out and you take out a loan, for example, to buy a chainsaw, then you need to somehow or another make enough money with the chainsaw to pay the loan back and then make more money. So you go out, you buy a chainsaw, you start a business cutting down trees that people want cut down. You make money, you pay it off. Why? Yes, you went into debt, but you went into debt in order to acquire a tool that allows you to create value for other people, and then people will pay you money for creating that value for them. College is exactly like that. People go, well, college, it's an experience. College isn't. No, no, no. No, you stupid motherfuckers. College is an investment. A college education is a tool that you need to be able to use in order to create value for other people so that they pay you, so that you gain more money from buying the tool than you spent getting the tool. Nobody is going to pay you money for a bachelor's and master's degree in avant-garde poetry. When I lived in Houston, the group of people that I did role-playing gaming with, there was a guy in our group who was unemployed, and holy shit, Randy, you are kidding me. I'm not even halfway through this. All right, I guess this is a two-parter. There's a guy in our group he was unemployed, and he had a PhD in 16th century British history. I've talked about this guy before on the cast. And he was unemployed. It's like, of course you're unemployed. This was back in the days when I lived in Houston. I was still a left-wing Democrat. I was a liberal Democrat at this time. This was before, or wait, was it? I'm trying to think. Yeah, this was before I became a fucking right-wing Republican for a while. This was when I was a left-wing Democrat. And even then, I understood. It's like, dude, you have a degree in 16th century British history. Of course you can't find a job. I mean, the total number of people on the planet Earth, the total number of job openings on the planet Earth for people with degrees in 16th century British history is probably maybe 200, and that's pushing it. Of course you're unemployed. You people out there, this is what Aaron Clary is always talking about. Just watch any of his videos about it. You can read his book, Worthless. You people have got to understand that a college education is not something you just go fucking get because I'm going to follow my dreams. Oh, I'm so interested in avant-garde poetry. I keep wanting to say photography because I'm a photographer, of course. Yeah, and again, I've said this before. I make money doing photography. Don't have a degree in photography. I make money building websites. Don't have a degree in fucking computer anything. Never taken a computer class at a college in my life. I make money doing theater. Do not have a degree in theater, okay? Avant-garde poetry is a fucking hobby. It is not a profession. If you go to college and you get a motherfucking degree in avant-garde poetry, I keep trying to say photography, it's like some kind of Freudian slip thing. Yes, you're going to make less than $24,000 a year. When you go to somebody and they say, what qualifications do you have? What can you bring to the table? And you say to them, I have a motherfucking master's degree in avant-garde poetry. Nobody's going to pay you money for that. Nobody is going to leave you. Yes, that's what we're looking for. That's what we really need here. That's why you make $24,000 a year or less. That's why you have a fucking Obama phone. That's why you get food stamps. That's why you shop at Goodwill. That's why you're on Medicaid. That's why you're a fucking parasite on those of us who actually create value for other people. Because you made a really fucking stupid decision about what to major in college. And why did this dumb bitch make a stupid decision? Well, feminism, because she was told that she's a woman and she's entitled and she's privileged and she can do whatever she wants, and if she doesn't get what she wants, then it's patriarchy. She made a stupid decision because her parents obviously didn't give a fuck enough about her to educate her or tell her or try to help her or explain the fucking economic realities to her. She made a stupid decision because in 12 years of public education, she did not learn a fucking thing. We can tell that. And now, not only is she paying the price, but of course all of society is paying the price, because those of us who do actually create value for other people, well, we've got to keep her alive. We've got to fucking provide her with Medicare and Medicaid and food stamps and all this other shit, because she's made all these fucking bad choices in her life. She is unmarried and has a handicapped 8-year-old child. There's another bad choice for you. Why didn't she get a fucking abortion? Feminists can't shut the fuck up about abortions, but they won't get a fucking abortion when they should. All right. We're out of time on this one. I'm going to wrap this up, and we will fucking come back and finish this in part 2.